New Jersey Governor-elect Phil Murphy and incumbent New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio were two Democrats who made headlines on Election Day. But Democrats also swept several races in the suburbs, counties like Westchester, Nassau, and Suffolk. For more on these suburban races and why they matter, we're joined by Lawrence Levy, the Executive Dean of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you have said that some of these suburban races are historic, no matter what side of the political aisle you're on. Can you highlight a few of them?
Well, you know, the word historic is often overused in sports and politics, but what happened the other night on Long Island really was historic, and it had national implications. For example, in Nassau, Democrat Laura Curran became the first woman county executive on Long Island. In Hempstead Town, which is the biggest town in America, I mean, we're talking 700,000 people, which would make it bigger than a lot of very well-known cities. Laura Gillen became the first Democrat in 100 years to become the supervisor there. The suburbs have been the swing vote in presidential and congressional elections for about the last seven presidential cycles. It is the swing vote in America. And the suburbs this week sent a message to both parties about the direction they want to go. And the Republicans are certainly quaking in what could be in store for them in 2018 among these swing voters, these moderate, independent suburbanites. And the Democrats are smart enough now to know that they can't take them for granted and have to figure out a way to create some momentum and keep it going.
And it's worth noting that Laura Curran won the race for Nassau County Executive without the support of the largest public employee unions in the county. So without them, who or what pushed Curran to victory?
Well, a couple of things. You know, in most local races, the voters tend to care about three things. It's taxes, taxes, and taxes. What she was able to do was introduce another issue, which was corruption. And there had been indictments of local officials. And of course, the Senate Majority Leader, Dean Skelos, was from Long Island, Long Island Republican. That was one of the factors. The other, which has much more national implications beyond the suburbs, is the Trump effect. It's very clear that there were cadres of Democrats, independents, even what we sometimes call soft Republicans, who were enraged either at the election of Donald Trump or became really dismayed. And the Democrats were able to translate, you know, enraged to engaged. And the combination of the local and national headwinds was too much for what was an otherwise pretty strong Republican candidate.
What similarities do you see between this election cycle and the Republican surge back in 2009-2010? Are we seeing the political pendulum swinging?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, it gets you into that notion, which may be just an academic discussion, which is it the pendulum or is it the trajectory? In other words, are we in a cycle where things go back and forth and we'll do that for the foreseeable future? Or has there been a trajectory, particularly in these swing suburban areas, that is heading inexorably in one direction with occasional timeouts? I think what we're seeing is not the pendulum, but for the last 8 years was the timeout. And now we're seeing a resumption of the trajectory in suburban areas. And what I mean by that is, the big growth in population are among people of color, blacks, Latinos, East Asians, South Asians, and they, for various reasons, are voting Democratic. And if the population begins to shift to the point where a majority of the voters are Democratic, that's going to change the dynamics of local elections. And it's happening as well around the country, and that in turn changes what can happen in national elections.
Larry Levy, the Executive Dean of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me.